The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Phil Gray, you with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 493. Welcome, garage fans around the world, to your weekly hour of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, obscurities, of course. And I've got some real obscurities for you this episode. Starting off with a band called Evil, active from 65 through to 67 out of Miami, Florida, combining elements of the blues, rockabilly, and British Invasion influences, although certainly the tougher end of the spectrum, The Who, The Pretty Things, Small Faces, and The Yardbirds, released a single on Living Legend Records in 1966, signed to Capitol, but then broke up, but a bunch of tracks subsequently released, including the one we had, I Know I'll Die, from Evil. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, this band is out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, active from 64 to 67. Did reform in 73 with a different lineup to release an album. Described as the American counterpart to the Rolling Stones, they are the Barbarians. Here's A-side from 1965 on Lorry Records, What the New Breed Say.
Yourself. Hey! Retrospect.
Big surge in New Zealand, so, you know, it's terrible. We don't want that.
You say you get your jolly goods by trotting o'er the globe, riding on a camel's back in a crimson robe. Your birth reads like a novel as for how you came to be. You say your mummy found you in a laughing willow tree. Your twisted form of madness in relation to your sentence is 'cause you have been landless this year. What?
Garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
What?
You're with the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Don't forget that you can get your fill of back episodes. You'll find them on Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts. You can go to freefm.org.nz. All good podcasting platforms have Retrospect, and many of those places will let you rate and review as well. Please do. Right, set of three. Barbarians, What the New Breed Say. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. As with the next band, The Electric Prunes. A track described as an inconsequential cover, so perfect for Retrospect. Cover of The Hollies' I've Got a Way of My Own, an outtake from The Electric Prunes. Thirdly and finally, The Hallmarks. This is the band that auditioned for the Cleopatra Records head honcho Tommy Falcone, who arranged 20 bands around the perimeter of a warehouse to demo them, while he sat in the middle, pointing to each one in turn. Hallmarks apparently the least prepared in many ways. Microphone taped to a birdcage stand and so on. But Tommy Falcone knew that the Beatle haircuts and things were making way for long hair moustaches, bell bottoms and so on. The Hallmarks though, old school students getting into a lot of trouble, threatened to not be allowed to go to the prom, threatened with not graduating. That sort of harassment from the authorities led to Falcone writing a letter to the principal on official Cleopatra Records letterhead, saying, "We've just put under contract the group known as the Hallmarks. I understand four of the five members attend your school and would again like to ask your permission to allow these members to keep their hair as they presently do for professional reasons." The Hallmarks, a track called Loose Hollow Meanings. More obscurities coming up.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, this band's really obscure. From Lake Minnetonka, sort of a surf band, really. They're called the Yeti Men. They had a 45 released in 1995, a re-release. The Ready Men Meet the Yeti Men. But this one's from 1965. The Yeti Men with High Himalayas. Obscure surf rock gem. Apparently recorded in their high school gym. Let's check it out. Lake Minnetonka's The Yeti Men.
Oh, postman. Help. Come the postman.
Help. Here comes the postman walking down the lane.
Come the postman. Help. Postman. Help. Come the postman. Help. Come the postman. Help.
See the letter he has brought from my sweetheart.
Come the postman, 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 come the postman.
The envelope seems to be moving.
Come the postman, come the postman, come the postman, come the postman.
Ah, it contains a hood of envelope.
Come the postman, come the postman, come the postman, come the postman.
My revenge.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
See the envelope hanging in the air.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
I have grafted it to the telephone wires.
Here comes the postman. 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 Here comes the postman.
Don't even see the letter.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
I have stuffed it into atoms of copper sulfate.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postboy. Here comes the postman.
Ah, watch out! The postman is coming. He's going to mail and all of the postman. Hide the ostriches. Hide the lobsters. Hide everything. Because the postman is coming.
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
And that's three obscurities. The Yeti Men with High Himalayas, followed by a favourite of mine, The Driving Stupid out of New Jersey, college students who stopped off in Albuquerque on a road trip to LA, recorded seven demos to drum up interest from record labels. They signed to KR Records to release a debut single and an album's worth of material. That project never happened. The band broke up and returned to college. Bunch of cool tracks though. The Driving Stupid with Ride the Lobsters. Then we had The Flying Circus. That's a track that appears on a compilation called A Fistful of Fuzz. They're from Arizona. Released a 45 on Sound Gem Records. That's the A-side. Cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me. Global Garage, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, this next act you can see on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called Siostry Panas, or the Panas Sisters. Polish duo formed 1964 in Opole. Their sisters Anna and Ava Panas made the first recordings in 1965, backed by the band Tajfuni, who we had last week on Retrospect. They toured with Tajfuni, toured Czechoslovakia, East Germany, Yugoslavia, and the USSR. So some success for Siostry Panas. Track called Vakacina Piosinka. That's my guess.
Padną liście, październikowy dzień, gdy słońce w darze przyśle, powieka dla dzień. Ruszamy w świat daleki, gdy ja w tamtą stronę, za nami pola rzeki, niejedną łzę uronię. Za tamte dni, za piękne dni, co zostawiły ślad, a masz smog i wrażeń, bo ty nie rozwieje wiatr. Padną liście, październikowy dzień, gdy słońce w darze przyśle, promyka dany dzień. Ruszamy w świat daleki, tylko ja w tamtą stronę, za nami pola rzeki, niejedną łzę uronię. Za tamte dni, za piękne dni, co zostawiły ślad, a masz smog i wrażeń, bo ty nie rozwieje wiatr. Nadszedł czas rozstania, pa do zobaczenia. Ruszamy w świat daleki, za nami pola rzeki, za nami pola rzeki, za nami pola rzeki.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
Tremelo de Jimmy. Is it a fellow? No, no.
went into a coma. Some pulled their hair out. Some tore their dresses.
Retrospect.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, Siostry Panis opened the set with Wakacina Piosenka out of Poland. Picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook right now. Then we had iBaristas from Oristano, Italy. They had a number of LPs from 1965 and 1966. And in 1967, 45, we took the A-side Dusu Amagusu from iBaristas out of Italy. Then thirdly in the set, from Macedonia, Bis Bez, formed 1964 in Skopje, influenced by the Beatles, important part of Macedonian rock music. Formed after the disintegration of Bezeri and Bezameni groups, often compared to the Yardbirds, and later Led Zeppelin. So Bis Bez, track called Sto e Vreva. Out of Macedonia.
They'll let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, let's go to Belgium. A band called Black Snake Regeneration from Andenne, formed 1959 originally as Freddie Gill. They changed the name to Les Serpents Noirs in 1961. Then Black Snake Regeneration. This is from a 7-inch 45. This is the A-side, Wherever You Want. We'll be right back.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We'll be right back.
Three more Global Garage tracks, Black Snake Regeneration with Wherever You Want out of Belgium, followed by Blinky Special. This one's actually from 1970, out of Germany on Philips Records. I don't know much about Blinky Special, but this 45, the A-side was Happy Misses. We took the B-side, Honeybee. Then wrapping the set, Conjunto Siglo XXI, or Siglo 21. Now, I'm confused about this band, because I've found references to this band being from Peru, also from Puerto Rico, but also from Mexico. So I'm going to go with Mexico on a label from Monterrey, Mexico, Discos Dominante. So Conjunto Siglo 21 with No Soy Fresa, cover of course of The Who's track, The Seeker. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, this next band out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, you can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called Transatlantic Subway, recorded for Lightfoot Records. This is a 1966 A-side called Servant of the People.
I've ever seen. And if you think that you got rats, drinking cotton from your bat, oh, I'm feeling blue.
More great 60s garage punk. Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we had Transatlantic Subway, top of the set, Servant of the People, followed by The Mean, M-E-E-N, on Varmint Records, September 66 release on this Varmint label. Now, Varmint Records were from Illinois. I'm guessing the band probably was too. Track called Say You Love Me, A side of that 45. Then wrapping up that set from 1967, the Buck Rogers Movement, B-side of a 45 called Baby Come On, also appears on a compilation called Relative Distance, a compilation of new English garage bands. That wraps it for episode 493. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental from The Strangers. This is going right back to 1959. They're from San Diego, California, signed to Titan Records in LA. One band member, Joel Scott Hill, went on to be a member of Canned Heat. So The Strangers, this is The Caterpillar Crawl, and I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me once again for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.